Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Little Atlanta Rhythm section. Bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Barreto is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, former administrator of the Small Business Administration, author of The Engine of America, chairman of the Latino Coalition, an organization that I encourage you to check out and find out what they've got going on. Hector has been a national leader now for many, many years. His father was before him, so the apple hasn't fallen far from the tree. Hector, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, as we went to the break, we're talking about the challenges of the economy and getting more small businesses started and getting more entrepreneurship going in America. We're really lagging behind in that area right now. And when you look at you talked about headwinds. Most of the headwinds we have in America have been imposed on us by our government, by Washington, D.C. The regulatory state. Our buddy Wayne Cruz reports on that. It's out of hand. The cost of compliance to regulations, regulatory compliance, is more for some companies than their income tax, Hector.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'll give you a quick example. They just passed these new overtime rules.
This is ridiculous.
And there are many businesses that say, you know what, that just wiped out my profit. Now,
yeah.
Why should I be in business? if I have to, because they doubled it, remember? It went from almost like $25,000 to $50,000. So if you make under the $50,000, they got to pay you overtime.
Well, here's the thing. Let me say one thing about that, Hector. Nobody should be able to take a $25,000 a year hourly employee and make them salary and make them work 10 extra hours a week for nothing. Nobody should be able to do that. I think that's wrong. I don't think that many people do it, but some do. But when you get into the weeds of this law, Hector, if you have this law will take away your flexibility with your own employees. If for their own benefit, they say, hey, boss, I need to work 50 hours the first week so I can work 30 hours the last week so I can go to school. If it's for their benefit or so I can take care of my mother who's sick or whatever, this law won't let you do that.
Well, that's right. One of the things, and we've been fighting for this for, I don't know how long, decades, is that, before government puts in a rule, they should really understand what the implications are going to be to small business. And our feeling is they don't care. They don't really care how it's going to affect the small business. And that's the disconnect, because if small business really is the backbone of our economy, then we ought to take care of it. We ought to preserve it.
I don't think the Obama administration, and I mean this as strictly policy-oriented as I can say it, folks, I think this administration doesn't care about small business. I don't think this administration cares about Main Street. Do you?
Well,
Have you gotten any indication that they do?
I'm not following it every single day like you are, but if you poll small businesses, they certainly don't feel any love these last 8 years, and they really feel that things are tougher now than ever before.
68% of my audience, I polled them last week after the president said he was doing such a great job with the economy. 68% said his policies are a nightmare. Only 9% thought that his policies were good.
Look, here's what we know. Our economy over the last 8 years has grown slower than almost at any time in modern history. We're growing at less than 2%. We do not have a healthy economy. They keep telling us the unemployment's down low. Millions, tens of millions of Americans, probably more than 10% of the workforce, is not working.
That's right.
The participation rate in our economy, in other words, the amount of people that are able to work, that can't work, that is higher than ever before. I mean, our deficit has mushroomed up to $21 trillion. I mean, where is it that we're doing great?
It's a nightmare. is his policies, the policies, and I'm going to say out of Washington. I often, more times than not, Hector, I talk about Washington, the political class in Washington, not just the Obama administration. Although this thing about the overtime rules, this is a regulation, not a law. This is a regulation coming right out of the Obama Labor Department, and this has nothing to do with Congress.
Well, U.S. Chamber does a lot of work on this, as you know, and this administration is rushing to the exits to put as many executive orders, as much regulation as they possibly can. No laws, just, you know, executive fiat, and that's going to have to be undone by the next president, whoever that is.
Yep. Well, that's an example. Another nightmare that's waiting on us to happen. Waiting to happen is his a relinquishing of control of the internet. You probably been keeping up with this, the ICANN situation. Yeah. That's going to be a big deal this summer. This is going to hurt. This isn't hurting small business owners now, but it will in a year, or two, or five, when Russia and China have more control over the internet.
Absolutely, and you know we're trying to get more businesses to, you know, sell in on the internet, e-commerce. That's the future. That's the way that you can reach, you know, the majority of the people around the world that don't live in your neighborhood. And so we want to make it easier to navigate, easier to do business on the internet, not harder.
When the election coming up, folks, in November, one of the big constituencies that will perhaps be the difference in whether, in which president, which candidate wins, is the Latino community, the Hispanic community. And Hector Barreto is the chairman of the Latino Coalition. We'll come back. I'm going to ask him about how that sector, that group of Americans are going to lead. How are they leading? And what's it going to take to get them to go one way or the other? It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. Take a chance on the future life. Just
like love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.